Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, South Africa is getting ready for May 29, general elections. What's the state of readiness of the various political parties? What are their key manifesto points? Today we speak to new kids on the block, Rise Mzansi, their leader, Songezo Zibi, joining us. Songezo, thank you for your time. What is the state of readiness of Rise Mzansi heading into May 29?
Darren, thanks for having me on. We've set up a full program for the remaining 28 days of this election campaign, taking us to all nine provinces, to all of the metro, including the Nelson Mandela Metro in the Eastern Cape. And we are confident that if we're able to keep the momentum in all the areas that we've chosen, particularly in Gauteng, in KZN, and the Western Cape, where we're running three excellent premier candidates, we are on course to be one of the top five political parties in South Africa.
Interesting space that you're occupying on the political landscape. You're in opposition to the ruling party, and you're also in opposition to the 11 parties involved in the multi-party charter.
Yeah, look, there are 28 million South Africans that did not vote in 2021. And what's become clear to us from interacting with thousands of them over the past year and ongoing is that people are sick and tired of politics, sick and tired of politicians, and they want an alternative. And simply being in opposition to the ANC isn't good enough. What we are presenting is the opportunity for a new grassroots-led, more participatory and more honest politics in terms of the conversation we have with voters.
What are the issues that you believe voters will focus on? Anecdotal evidence says crime, unemployment and the economy.
Sure, those three are true, but what we have the unique ability to do is to express some very granular needs that people have that are often overlooked. For instance, hunger is a particular issue. The reason people want jobs is that they only eat once a day or not at all. And there's about 2 to 3 million South Africans in that position, as an example. There is a problem of substance abuse, alcohol and hard drugs in communities right across South Africa. Some of that often drives the crime at local level. So what we've been able to do is to hyper-personalize and hyper-localize the issues, and that's what people are responding to positively.
Now, you are new kids on the block, as we mentioned. What are your realistic expectations for your party going into this general election, Songezo?
Look, we have a long-term goal first, and I think that is really important for listeners to understand that we're not just about this election. We are building up to 2029 and 2034. So this is a start for us. We believe that 26th, if all goes well for us, is realistic in the National Assembly and sits across all nine provinces, at least most of the nine provinces that we have in South Africa, to establish a foothold for ourselves, build a pedigree, and do really well in forthcoming elections.
There's a lot of talk of the likelihood of coalition politics following May 29. What are your thoughts on those of Rise Mzansi when it comes to coalition politics?
So we will see after the election how the chips fall, because I think it's very easy for people to say who they're going to go into a coalition with and who they won't. But the reality is nobody knows exactly who's going to get what percentage and how the slates come together. What's important for us is principle. The first principle is that we actually do not mind being active and effective in parliament. People often forget that part of the reason we have this crisis is because parliamentary oversight and the quality of legislation have been exceptionally poor. And that is a very important area of focus for us, firstly. Secondly, that we believe in the event that we go into a coalition with everybody, it should be a mature discussion that will last. That agreement must last for the 5 years. And one of the most important principles is that it can't be on the basis that we will either protect people from accountability or look the other way while they continue to facilitate corruption.
You say that principles will be important to you when it comes to considering coalitions and partnerships and the like. There was some publicity recently regarding a spat between you and the DA leader, John Steenhuisen. What was behind that, and is it all over and done?
No, so the DA continues to try and convince voters that we are a dangerous political party. The reason they're doing that is that their internal polling is showing that the voters they expected to vote for them, particularly white voters, in particular those who voted for the ANC because of the president in 2019, aren't coming to the DA, they are coming to us. So they're trying to squeeze us in terms of that electorate. It's really up to them to stop it. We didn't start it.
Songezo, what do you make of the mood of the electorate going into the elections in May 29? Are they energized? Do you expect a high voter turnout? Or is it the other side of the coin? They're apathetic and it's going to be a low turnout.
Our experience shows us three patterns. Firstly, that the turnout is likely to be as good or better than last time, which means around 64 to 67%, for instance. Secondly, that people are undecided. About 35% of South Africans have not decided who they're going to vote for, which is unusual. But at the same time, it offers an opportunity to political parties such as Rise and Zanzi, because it is exactly that kind of change that we're going for. The third is that people are really angry. They're plugged in politically. They just don't trust the political system anymore. It's a matter of finding out, or at least driving that anger towards a positive outcome in 2024.
The Eastern Cape is a large part of our market. If you were able to address the electorate in the Eastern Cape right now, and let's assume you are, what would your message directly to the Eastern Cape electorate be?
The message for the Eastern Cape is really simple. We need new leaders. The Eastern Cape has a lot of potential, but it cannot just survive and operate on potential. That potential has to be realized. The only reason we have not been able to make the Eastern Cape prosper is because we have not had leaders who are good enough, who care enough, and are accountable enough. And that is why our message for this election in the Eastern Cape and elsewhere is that we need new leaders who are more energetic, who have new ideas, and who are prepared to be more accountable and build this democracy. And Rise and Zanzi offers that opportunity.
You are a new political party. What difficulties or challenges does a new political party in South Africa face when it comes to funding?
It's extremely difficult to operate. You have to spend a lot of time fundraising rather than campaigning, for instance. Secondly, because you're not in parliament, you don't have a track record. It takes a lot of convincing for people who are inclined to donate to political parties to actually donate. And thirdly, you have to try and use the little money that you get as astutely as possible. And what we've done is we've focused on postering. We're not going to be able to pay for TV ads and big billboards, but our posters are all over the country, and that's been very effective.
We appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, the leader of Rise Mzansi, Songezo Zibi. Till we meet again, go well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.